was 3 months into being married, and we've been married for 24 years now. So, yes, so it was okay. It didn't destroy me. I realized that maybe I've got other gifts that might not be dancing. But actually, you know what? I do have a story. When I was born, and obviously I was born as a baby, but when I was a toddler, I was actually crippled. And so it's no major dramas now, but I'm 54 years old, so back in the day it was quite a drama, because instead of standing on my feet, I stood on my ankles. And so, but my mum and dad had met people in England who actually believed the Bible. They actually believed that Jesus had stripes on his back so that we could be healed. And they came in touch with people who were just faith-filled. They saw miracles. They believed that Jesus was the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so one day my mum was ironing, and she looked over at me, and I was crawling on the floor. And my father was out with my two older siblings. And she just had heard the message the Sunday before about Peter going to the temple and seeing the crippled man and saying to the crippled man, "Silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, I'm going to give to you in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk." So I was crawling around, and my mum thought, I wonder if I actually pray for Joyce if the same thing will happen. So she came and she put her iron down, which was the first miracle, because my mother to this day irons everything, like everything. She irons everything. And I only do ironing in my home when my mother comes. And I'll put the sheet on the bed and I'll put an extension cord. I'll plug the iron in and then I'll go like this over the sheet on the bed because my mother irons everything. So she put her iron down and she came over to me and she said, Joyce, rise up and walk. And so I stood. My ankles became straightened and I stood for the first time. And then she said, I fell back down, and then she said, "Joyce, in the name of Jesus, walk." I stood up and took 3 steps. Now, can you imagine? This is my former Hindu mother who'd become a Christian, who believed the Bible. She's seeing this on her own in the living room. And so I took 3 steps, fell back down again, and she got so excited, she yelled at the top of her voice, "Joyce, in the name of Jesus, I command you to walk." And with that, I started to walk. So when my father came home with my older sister and brother, I was actually going up and down the stairs for the first time. Amen? So when my husband kicked me off the dance team, I thought, hey, there's nothing going to stop me from dancing. And so I love to celebrate. I love to, you know, stomp my feet and dance in church, because when I do that, I believe I'm praising God and still thanking him for the miracle that he did in my life. Amen? And, you know, he's no respecter of persons. He will do the same for you. If you need a miracle in your life and you've got an expectancy, I believe you can walk out of here different to how you walked in. I believe that the Holy Spirit is here. I just know that when he turns up, he does remarkable, wonderful things in people's lives. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I, for one, am believing God that he's going to do something in each and every one of our hearts tonight. There's no moment wasted in his presence. I mean, gosh, in his presence, things can just drop off your life. In his presence, clarity comes. In his presence, there is joy and strength. Amen? And I just know that he's here, because it's wherever 2 or 3 are gathered, he is there right in the midst. So Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are here. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love. We thank you for your faithfulness and your goodness. And Holy Spirit, we invite you here tonight. We invite you yet again to do what only you can do, to move in a powerful, beautiful way and change us from the inside out. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. So this evening, I just want to share with you on a subject called potential. And there is so much potential in this place. It's almost ridiculous. The potential that is in your life, the potential that is actually in this place. So before the service started, I went and had a wee look around the facilities that you have here. And I wonder if you know how blessed you are. You are so blessed to have this place. And I pray that you'll never, never take for granted what it took to have this place built for you to be able to come. You know, in Berlin, we bump in and we bump out. Our guys are there at 6 in the morning and they're bumping out till about 10 o'clock at night. And you know, that's what we do. Every venue that we go in to host anything midweek, we have to bump in and bump out. And we do it with joy because we serve the Lord with gladness. But you know, I pray that when we get our own buildings, which I believe we will, I pray that we will always have this sense of gratitude and thankfulness for those who've gone before that have prepared the way for us. I pray that when we get our own building, that we won't take it for granted, but we'll walk into the building as if it's the first time we're walking into the building. Do you imagine if all of you came? I know some of you might be here for the first time, but for those of you who are used to this, I pray that you don't get familiar, because this is a gift from God for you. You know, the same with me. I've been married for 24 years, and I have to remind myself not to take my husband for granted, but to actually see him as God's son and see him as a gift from God to me. And let's not take each other for granted. Let's not take what he's provided for granted either. Amen? Because that's right. That's what I was going to say. I went up there, and I thought, oh my gosh, potential. Potential. Can you imagine if all these seats here were filled with your mother, your father, your cousins, your friends, your uncles, your aunties, your work colleagues? These seats are potential. Your potential as a church. You have so much potential here. It's remarkable. Amen? So that's what I want to speak upon tonight, on God-given potential. You know, each and every one of you are unique. We are a masterpiece. We're full of potential. And we're here on planet Earth for such a time as this. You're not here by mistake. You are here for such a time as this, and you are valuable. And you know, some years ago, my husband and myself and our kids, we were in France, we were in Paris, and we went to the Louvre to see the Mona Lisa. And we only had an hour and 15 minutes, so we bought the ticket, we ran in, we literally haired along the corridors to get to this picture, which is actually quite small. But we could hardly get to it. It was small already, and then the queues to see it were all the way back. So we literally had to put our phone in the air, click a picture, and run back because we had a flight to catch. But the reason it is so valuable is because it's rare. It's the original. And you know, and I know, that the value of something is increased based on how rare it is. And you are rare. Therefore, you are valuable. I think there's, what, more than 7.5 billion people on planet Earth? And I know you've got twins here in church. I've met them today. But even you girls, even though you're identical twins, you don't have the same fingerprints. You're unique. You're valuable. You're rare. There's only one of you on planet Earth. And we are so valuable that Jesus left heaven for us. He came to earth to live on the earth he had created. I mean, that didn't just change Jesus' existence. It changed all of heaven's existence. Heaven had only known Jesus there as well. I sometimes think, gosh, it wasn't just Jesus that came to earth. Heaven had to change for us. It's incredible what he did. And God loved you so much. John 3, verse 16, as we heard so beautifully said in German, that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever will believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life. God, put your name there. God so loved you. God so loved Anna. God so loved Barbara. God so loved Irene and all your beautiful names. I met a Tanya earlier. God so loved you that he sent Jesus. And Jesus' death does not make you valuable. He died for you because you are valuable. You are his masterpiece. That is why he died for you. Sometimes I think we think we're just valuable because he died for us. No, we were valuable. That's why he died for us. That's why he died for you. That's why he left the splendor of heaven and the worship of angels. Amen? In Ephesians 2, verse 10, and it's going to come up on the screen, it says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." A masterpiece. That's what you are. And a masterpiece is considered to be the finest piece an artist has created. The finest. That's when I was coming through Oslo Airport, there was an artist in some of his work, which was deemed to be some of his finest. A masterpiece is considered to be the finest piece of work an artist has created. And you and I are his masterpiece. And that's what I want to speak into you today. you know what? You have been destined to be on planet Earth for such a time as this. That's not just a quote for Esther in the Old Testament. For such a time as this. And you know that we have many choices in life, but there's a choice that we don't have, and that is the decision of when we are born. And God has purposefully placed you and I here on planet Earth at this time for a reason. You and I are full of godly potential for godly purpose. So I just want to just give a little framework to what potential is. And it's going to come up on the screen point by point. But potential is dormant ability. So these seeds, they're dormant at the moment. At the moment. Because it's dormant ability. They have the ability to be full. Amen? Potential is reserved power. It's just there. If you need it, it will kick in. Reserved power. Potential is untapped strength. Potential is hidden talents. And potential is capped capability, which is a bit like a box, a lid being on top of a box. Capped capability. Basically, potential is speaking to all you can be, but have not yet become. Potential is all you can do, but have not yet done. So regardless of where you are right now, good or bad, regardless of your age, regardless of whether you're young or old, there is so much more potential in every single one of us. No life is wasted. No moment is wasted. We're full of godly potential. And I want to stir that up in your hearts tonight so that you leave here actually saying, God, show me. God, help me, because the potential that is within you will be released and realized through him, Jesus Christ, who is in you. So before we go on any further, I've got a clip that I would love to show, and I would like to just brief it beforehand. This is a clip of a lady called Mandy Harvey. Some of you may have heard of her, but she has a remarkable story, and if you can just watch the clip, you'll actually hear her story.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
And what's your name?
Mandy Harvey.
And who's this?
My interpreter.
What's your name?
Sarah.
Nice to meet you, Sarah.
Nice to meet you, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Doing well, thank you. Hello.
Okay, Mandy, so I think I've worked this out. So you're deaf?
Yes, I lost all my hearing when I was 18 years old.
Wow, and how old are you now?
29, so it's 10 years.
Wow. And Mandy, how did you lose your hearing, if you don't mind me asking?
I have a connective tissue disorder, so basically I got sick and my nerves deteriorated.
So you were singing before you lost your hearing?
Yeah, I've been singing since I was 4. So I left music after I lost my hearing and then figured out how to get back into singing with muscle memory, using visual tuners, and trusting my pitch.
So your shoes are off because you're feeling the vibration. Is that how you're following the music?
Yeah, I'm feeling the tempo, the beat through the floor.
And Mandy, what are you gonna sing?
I'm gonna sing a song that I wrote called Try.
Okay, can you tell me what it's about?
After I lost my hearing, I gave up, but I want to do more with my life than just give up, so.
Good for you. Okay, well, look, this is your moment, and good luck.
Okay.
Blue.
does not hear. And yet she sang so beautifully. And she said, if I will try.
Mandy.
And you know, the word if, it means that something will happen depending on another thing happening. And you know, I just want to let you know that if you actually trust God, He will help you realize your potential because He put it in you in the first place. You know, it's just so fascinating to see. She took, her journey was such a long journey. It was 10 years, if you noticed. 18 when she lost her hearing. But she was 29 when she sang there. And it was only a year before that she decided that music was still inside of her. And I don't know what your natural circumstances are, whether it's insecurity, whether you feel like, I can't do this. There's a stirring in your heart about something, but you feel like, I don't have what it takes. I want to let you know you do have what it takes. The natural circumstances might be shouting impossible, but I just want to encourage you that if you actually turn your eyes on Jesus, and if you focus on Him, and if you give God something to work with, He can. It doesn't matter about the natural circumstances. It doesn't matter about it because He is a supernatural God, and He's able to do all you could ask, think, even more than what you could imagine. And you know, our spiritual journey started with faith in Jesus Christ. So we can't start our journey in faith and think that we can figure it all out in the natural. It's a journey that started in a faith. It's a journey that's going to continue in faith. And if it does, if we're going to be effective the way we need to be effective, it is going to be because we are intentional about walking in faith. Amen? Walking in faith. Our relationship with God is a faith-based relationship. Amen? Therefore, our progress is faith-based. And it doesn't work from the outside in. It works from the inside out. I just want to read a scripture in the Amplified Version. It's Romans 1, verse 17. And it says, for in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith, disclosed in a way that awakens more faith, as it is written and forever remains, the just shall live by faith. Now, when I first heard Mandy's story, I didn't actually realize that she was a Christian. But she's actually a Christian, and she actually leads worship in her church. How, you know? Isn't that just God? Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And you know, in the Amplified Version, it says, I can do all things which He has called me to do through Him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill His purpose. Amen? So God had put that gift in Mandy before, when she was a baby. When she was four, she started to sing. And just because her hearing went, did that mean the gift that God had put on her life had gone? Well, for 10 years, she thought it had, but it had not. Amen? In Jesus' name, how wonderful is that? And you know, I just want to, in the moments that I've got, I just want to parallel Mandy's 21st century life to a woman in the Old Testament, a young girl actually, called Esther in the Old Testament. With Esther's story, most of you would know about it, but just to recap in case anybody doesn't, she was an orphaned Jewish girl that found herself in the king's palace, who went from being an orphan to actually becoming the queen. Now, it all sounds very romantic, and especially if you've watched the movie, One Night with the King, it's all beautiful and romantic. But we fail to perhaps recall that Esther didn't actually want to go to the palace. So with Mandy, you can see how she did not want her hearing to go. So let me just give you some parallels between these two women. Esther and Mandy had dramatic changes that came and affected their lives. Something was taken from them at a young age. Esther's parents were taken from her at a young age. Mandy's hearing was taken from her. Esther was taken from her home and into the palace. And Mandy was taken from the music school that she was attending because she realized on the day she was asked to do an exam, and all of a sudden she couldn't hear. So she was waiting for the notes to be played on the piano, and then realized everybody else was writing. And that was the day she realized her hearing had gone. And you know what? She had that taken away from her. And in the interview, she says that was a very bad day. Both of them had years, Esther and Mandy, had years of waiting. You know, the things that are in your heart, sometimes it is a process of time. Nothing is instant. You know, even humanity, 7.5 billion or more people on planet Earth, but it started with two, Adam and Eve. God didn't just put 7.5 million of us. It's not instant. It's a process. Amen? Esther waited years before she became the queen, and Mandy waited 10 years before she was able to realize her dream had not died. And you know, Esther's success and Mandy's failure could have disqualified them. Because when Esther heard that her people, the Jewish people, were going to be annihilated, she was already the queen. And she said, I can't go before the king, because if I go uninvited, I would be killed. Her success of becoming queen could have stopped her. But I praise God and thank God that it did not stop her. And then Mandy's failure of not being able to hear, it could have stopped her. But I praise God that it has not stopped her. And not only is she starting to influence people now, but she's also in her church, but she's also influencing the secular world. Because since she's been on the X Factor, a lot of concerts now that take place, they have the words up on the screen for people who can't hear. They have visuals. They'll have people standing on the side doing sign language. She's changing the secular world because she's using her gift first and foremost for the kingdom. It's incredible the potential that has been inside of both Esther and Mandy. So I don't know what is shouting disqualified to you today, but I want to encourage you as a church family. We're here to encourage you. You are not disqualified. The natural circumstances of your background, of your past, do not disqualify your future. There is so much potential in you. And the Holy Spirit is here tonight to stir you up and to remind you of the gifts that He's put within you, to remind you of the potential that is within you. You know, it says in the Bible to stir up the gift. And that's why coming to the house of God is so important. It's a place where we can be encouraged to stir the giftings that are within us, to bless each other, to bless God, to bless our community. Amen? Because both women had somebody speaking to their potential. Esther had Mordecai speaking to her potential. And Mandy had her father, who was the gentleman in the clip. That was her father who said, the gift was in her. We just had to figure out a way of how to get it out. And you know, the gifting is in you. And we, with the help of the Holy Spirit, are here to help you figure how to get it out in Jesus' name. Amen. That dormant ability, that reserved power, the untapped strength, the hidden talents, the capped capability to get it, the lid off the box. Because when the lid comes off and the Holy Spirit moves like He wants to move through your life, it will be for others, the benefit of others. Amen. God is here and He wants to do something in your life. He wants to change the way you see yourself. He wants you to put His glasses on when you see yourself, not your glasses. You know you, but He knows you better than you know yourself. Amen? What I love about Mandy, what I love about Esther is they said, if I will try. Esther said, if I die, if I go in and I die, I die. Mandy said, if I try, in her song. Amen? Both women, their potential was realized and came out under the tensions of the circumstances they faced. Don't be alarmed when you face tension and challenges, because that's when what is in you comes out. That's why I love that we've got the fruit of the Spirit in us, because when we're squeezed, what comes out? We've got the potential for the fruit of the Spirit to come out of us when we are squeezed. And that's why we spend more time with Jesus, not because we have to, but because we want to. When we read the Word of God, not because we have to, but we want to spend time with Jesus, because Jesus is the Word. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we run to His Word, not out of law, not out of duty, but we run to His Word because it is life. Amen? It is life. You know, if you have challenges, just dig deeper. Dig deeper into the Word of God. Dig deeper into the truth. Not from a religious point of view. Jesus didn't die to create a new religion. He died so we could have a relationship with Him. Amen? And that's what we have when we go to His Word. We have a relationship with Him. Amen? You know, there was a second clip, but for time reasons, I'm actually not going to share it. But it's a second clip of Mandy. You sure? I'm getting a nod. Is that okay? All righty, there's a second clip of Mandy, and have a look at this.
When I was first losing my hearing, I didn't understand that my life was going to be beautiful again. I could only focus on the loss. I thought that I was going to forget every song that I'd ever heard, all of my memories. I wasn't going to ever hear my family say, I love you. And I was sitting alone in my room trying to create sounds that I could still hear, trying to hold on to a little bit of my past. I was clapping, just trying to make that sound come, clapping as loud as I could until I bruised the bones in my hand. And it never came. And I gave up. And I lived that way for such a long time, just giving up. And one day I was walking and I fell down the stairs. And I couldn't move. And I thought to myself, is this it? Do I lay here forever? But I realized in that moment, I have two choices. I can stay here forever, I can. Or I can make the difficult choice to stand up and to move forward, to run. And making that decision to stand up and run, that's what got me here today.
How beautiful is that? That decision that she made to stand up because she had physically fallen. And you know, that's just more than standing up on the outside. She made a decision to stand up on the inside. And I want to encourage every single one of you to stand up, to stand up. There is so much more in you and so much more for you. You know, the good work that God has started in your life, He is well able to complete it if we will run to Him, if we will do it His way. Amen? He wants to do it. He's not equipped. He's not asked any of us to do anything that He has not equipped us to do. Not in your strength, but in His strength. His Spirit strengthening your spirit. His Spirit actually strengthening your soul and leading and directing you into all truth. Amen? Like I said before, Esther said, if I die, I die. Mandy said she got her note and she went for it. And one of the clips, it says she just got her note in her mind and she went for it. And so much of how we are and what limits us is the way we think. But if we will just renew our mind to the Word of God, if we will just renew our mind to start seeing ourselves how God sees us and the potential that He has put within us, we will truly be a standout generation. Amen? And in closing, I just want to read this scripture, Ephesians 1, verse 11. And it says, it is in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. It's in Christ. Long before we heard of Christ, He had His eyes on us, had designs for glorious, glorious living. So it's in Christ that you and I are going to realize our potential. So I'm going to bring this to a close, and then the band are going to just share a moment and just sing. And we're going to stand up and we're going to sing with them. And then afterwards, I'm just going to come up and I want to just pray for two groups of people. I want to pray for those who've not yet made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. Because that's really, if you want to reach your potential, the best place to start is with a relationship with the one who gave you the potential in the first place. And then also, I want to pray for a group of people. If you know that you are not living, you've maybe died to some of the dreams that have been in your heart. You maybe have disqualified yourself for whatever reason. Then I would love to pray for you. But if we could all just stand right now. And just remember that it is in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. It is in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.